You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's anniversary week, Brian.
It's been a long 3 years. Good 3 years.
It's been a good 3 years for me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I started my career out 20 years ago by my dang self.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought that I would work with somebody else, so I needed to.
Uh-huh.
But here you are.
I'm thankful for you, and the whole city is thankful for you, Shay.
I'm thankful for you.
Yeah,
I missed you. You've been on vacation.
Thank the Lord.
What'd you do?
Watched a lot of football and got a lot of sleep.
Mm.
That's basically all I did, for real. You know, and of course, watched that R. Kelly documentary. My Lord.
So, shouts out to Bill Bellamy. He was in town. On Friday and Saturday, he came up to the show, had a really great time with him. On Saturday, I went to a baby shower for Riz Kennedy, you know, the violinist, and Joseph. It was beautiful. Oh my God.
When the baby do?
In February.
Okay.
And then after that, I went to a birthday celebration for Dr. Ayanna Bridges. So I had a really good time this weekend.
Did you watch some football?
I did.
Hey, man, we got to shout out Kevin Holmes because I know he's going through it this morning.
Yeah, your Bears.
I'm sorry, dog. Hey, listen, I've been through some brutal losses as a Chiefs fan. That yesterday... that might have took the cake. Two doinks. He missed a field goal. It bounced off the left field goal post, and then it bounced off the bottom goal post. Oh, Lord.
During the regular season, he did that four times in one game.
Yeah. Cody Parkey. Talking about he going to put his best foot forward. No, he said that in the interview. He did.
I saw it.
I was like, come on,
poor
dog.
Baby.
Oh, man.
The fans were livid.
They was cussing so much on Twitter yesterday. Oh, man.
But they iced the kicker. He made the first one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. But and it was actually tipped, too. Somebody got their hand on that second one.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did. They showed a replay of it.
Brutal. So, coming up next week, NFL divisional playoffs. Of course, our Chiefs will be facing the Colts on Saturday.
Now, out of all the teams, we had to play these dudes.
Did you get my tickets yet?
Elson,
why are you somebody, looking behind you?
Am I else in hearing something? I had trouble paying for my own. Oh. They sucked the money right out of my account, too. As soon as we knew who we was playing.
Rams, Cowboys on Saturday. Then Sunday, Chargers, Patriots, Eagles, Saints.
Best week of football coming up this week. We got to take care of business, man. We 0-4 against the Colts in the playoffs. I do not want to revisit any of those losses. We got to go on. We got to win this game.
Everyone's been talking about the docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. We're going to unpack some of that mess coming up in the shade.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
622 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny and mild. Right now, you're cloudy at 59 at Arrowhead Stadium. Shade, what's popping?
Surviving R. Kelly. The 6-part docuseries has garnered so much online activity. There's been a spike in R. Kelly's streaming music numbers. A lot of celebrities, a lot of folks who consider themselves fans have turned on the singer, Brian.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
Admittedly, I didn't want to watch it. And I've got to admit the reason why. I didn't want to watch it because... we get on the radio every day and we're responsible for playing different music. So in order for me to continue to do the job that I feel I have to do, I want to remove myself from the man and his music. I want to try to be on the fringe of that. And that's what I've done all of these years as these allegations have been levied over the years. So I've got to atone for me being selfish and staying out of the mix. I never watched the video. I allowed myself to say, well, I don't know that he really married Aaliyah. And that was a convenient place for me. After watching Surviving R. Kelly, I can't do that anymore, Brian.
Yeah, can't hide anything that he did. All the egregious things that happened.
So, in one piece of this docuseries, they talked to several women who all said the same thing, Brian. And those who haven't seen it, I would suggest that you watch it. And I think after you watch all six parts, that there's no way that you can continue to defend him.
Mm.
This is Jerhonda Pace. She was 14 years old when she met him. Now, she decided as a 14-year-old to go to his trial, Brian. She cut school. Her mother didn't know that she was going.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the trial. He wound up being acquitted, but a relationship started.
And he grabbed me, and then we started kissing. And he started fondling my breast. And I stopped him, and I said, I'm a virgin. And he said, well, that's perfect. That means I get to train you, and I get to take your virginity. Mm. And that's when he proceeded to do oral sex on me. And he told me to do the same thing on him, just oral sex. Right after, Rob asked me my age, and that's when I didn't tell him my age. I handed him my ID, and he looked at it, and that's when then I said, I'm 16. And he told me, okay, what is that supposed to mean? He said to continue telling everybody that you were 19 and to act 21.
He actually brainwashed these young girls, Shay. And with a man with that much power and influence does that, that has to be accounted for.
There are so many people who were saying, well, these girls are fast. I don't care if I'm 14 years old and I spread my legs east to west to a grown man.
He's supposed to deny that.
A grown man is supposed to tell me, little girl, close your legs and get out of here. That's what a man would do. Anybody that participates in that is a pedophile, fam. How can we act like we don't know that, yeah, and then put all the onus on a 14-year-old who's not fully developed, who doesn't know what they're doing?
It's a kid.
Who's enticed by a celebrity. Can you imagine saying, being 14 and R. Kelly, a multimillionaire, someone who's a celebrity, you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, he wants me.
Even at the age of in your 20s, in 20, 21, 22, you're still not all the way developed, Shay.
He had women 35 that were wilding out and becoming a part of his concubine as well.
Right. Can't defend it. No way.
So we're going to have the Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault, MOXA. They're going to come on the show this week, Brian, because there is a deeper issue here. There's trauma from sexual abuse when people are kids. There's trauma from so many different things that I feel we need to talk about, because there are people in the audience who are dealing with these same issues who have been hurt. And we want to provide that resource. If you are dealing with trauma from this, 816-531-0233 is the 24/7 crisis line for MOXA.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Brian, where you been?
Well, I was on vacation. I had vacation days that I needed to use, so I decided to use them.
That sounds good. But that's not why I'm mad, though. I had to figure that out. I'm mad because don't start with this R. Kelly stuff. We got a lot of stuff to start focusing on. They've been messing with young girls forever. What about that guy that worked for the Playboy Bunny? He been sleeping with young age girls ever since I was little, because I remember looking at the Playboy Bunny books. So what they going to do about that?
We need to talk about what's going on in our community. We need to be talking about with those, and that's why we're talking about this.
And this girl, she had a right to say no. I didn't hear nobody say she said no.
Miss Cindy, she's 14.
She's 14, but she got a right to say no.
Okay, and he's 31, and he has a right to not take advantage of a 14-year-old.
They kind of just got my little hometown, and I appreciate that. And I know R. Kelly, and I don't think he's like that.
You're supporting the pedophile, sis, and I ain't with you on that.
He's a pee on me if he wanted to, Shay. He did never do any of that. He been to my mom's house in Chicago. We did all that. He never, ever did anything like that.
You're not his type. He like petite ladies. He talked about it. No, he talked about it in a documentary that that's what he likes.
Okay, I can't say nothing.
All right, Miss Cindy, thank you for your comments. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Justice for Jasmine was the hashtag. If you remember, a 7-year-old girl just outside of Houston, Texas, was shot in the head in an apparent drive-by shooting. Initially, the family of Jasmine Barnes believed that the unprovoked attack was racially motivated, describing the killer as a white man who pulled off in a red pickup truck. What had happened is there was a red pickup truck that sped off right at the same time. Apparently, police found out that a 20-year-old man, Eric Black Jr., was one of the folks that was responsible for the shooting. He has been apprehended, and it's just an unfortunate situation.
Incredibly sad.
7 years old, gone, and in front of the mother.
Devastating, man. You know, we talk about the gun laws all the time, Shay, and I feel like this is a direct reflect of that.
Just unfortunate. Here in the town, this time last year, police had one homicide case on their hands. Right now, we're dealing with three. Pretty violent weekend. There was a shooting near 39th and Wabash. A 20-year-old man was killed in that incident. Another man was shot and killed on Saturday in an apartment on Scandia Drive. And on Friday, a man was shot outside the Truce Market and died. Actually, this is four deaths. There was one last week on Wednesday. A man was stabbed to death in an apartment.
Wow. What is going on, man? You say it all the time, Shay. We got to figure out better ways to deal with our anger and emotions. I know it's easy to say now, you know, in the heat of the moment, you know, you're feeling some type of way, but...
Brian, the traumas that folk are dealing with is the issue. Mm-hmm. This whole R. Kelly situation is because of past traumas. This man was molested as a child, and usually with that, one of two things happens. Either you become promiscuous or you become an offender of someone else. Trauma. Folks in the community dealing with poverty, seeing violence in the home, seeing violence in the street, it affects your behavior.
Yeah.
It's trauma. And that's the problem.
And a lot of times we like to kind of wear that as a badge of honor. You know, I done been through this. I done been through that. Well, fam, we need some help. We got to get some help for that.
We have to get some help. There are people walking around in the community with PTSD right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is why when you are confronted with stuff that you could really walk away from, you ready to set it.
Right.
So it's our responsibility, Brian, with this platform to make sure that we are providing this information. So this week we're going to have some folks come in and talk about trauma and how we can get help for it. There are resources available, and we're going to make sure you know about them.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
National Sexual Assault Hotline reported that they had a higher volume of calls than usual after the airing of Surviving R. Kelly. Some folks were triggered, Brian.
Yeah.
There's so many men and women who have been violated as kids. Never said anything. Never dealt with the issue, untreated, unmedicated.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, about 70% of my friends have admitted to me that they were touched at one time or another as girls or boys, because I do have some male friends that have admitted that to me.
Wow. I think, you know, some folks are scared of humiliation, scared of judgment. And then maybe there is some self-blame, like, but it's not your fault. You know, it's not your fault you had to go through that.
One of my friends was violated by her cousin, and she told me about this incident when we were like 30 years old. And she said the reason why she didn't tell anybody was because this guy was like the golden boy in the family.
And they wouldn't believe her.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And she just didn't want to cause any issue. But every year, Thanksgiving and Christmas, she had to look at this man and act like nothing was wrong.
Yeah, it's a lot of people going through that.
And then when I look back at my own childhood, my mother never talked to me about that. She never said, like, if somebody touches you, come and talk to me. Mm-hmm. If something happens, thank God nothing happened to me, but that was never discussed.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Speaking from a parent, I'm not a parent, but I would think that you wouldn't want to talk to your child about that. But in this day
but
and
you
age,
got
though,
to.
In this day and age, yeah, you gotta bring
every
it up.
Day and age. Yeah. You've got to. This is why this cycle is continuing, because people are not having discussions with their kids. Then these master manipulators are telling them, nobody's gonna believe you. If you tell your mother, I'ma kill her. If you do this, I'ma do that. They know what to do. To groom a young person not to open their mouths. So I want to know, do you talk to your kids about these sorts of things, sexual assault, people touching them? And if you do, how do you bring it up so that if there's a parent listening right now who hasn't had the conversation, they'll know how to start it?
816-576-7103. Hit our line, Casey.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny and mild. Right now, you're a cloudy of 59 in Overland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Michael Sam, football player, is 29 today. Singer Aloe Black, he's 40. Dougie Doug, you remember him? Comedian and actor.
He was on what was the kid in Play Movie?
Oh, House Party?
Not House Party. Class Act. He was on Class Act.
I cannot with you.
Yeah, he had a popsicle. That was his name.
He's 49 today. And Blue Ivy Carter, daughter of Beyonce.
Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka. Everything in shakalaka.
Devastated that you pulled that up. She's 7 years old.
Seven?
Today.
Oh, happy birthday, everybody born on January 7th.
Ciao bye. Toni Braxton has been hit with a tax lien from the IRS for over $450,000.
Here we go. This is why Birdman don't want to marry her no more.
Excuse me, she broke up with him.
Sure he did. Sure she did.
You think
what?
Birdman is going to break up with Toni Braxton?
Yeah, he got money. Mm-hmm.
He does.
What are you talking about, honey?
According to court records, the first lien was filed on December 4th. It says that Braxton owes $340,000 in back taxes for 2017. She was hit with another lien from the State of California Franchise Tax Board for over $116,000, bringing that total to over $450,000.
Woo! I need that money.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
My girl Tony don't know how to... Manage her little coin purse.
This is like the second time she didn't get caught up in some
more
tax
than the
stuff,
second
right?
time. More than the second time. She don't know how to manage that coin purse.
That's why Birdman broke up with her.
Boy, bye.
I hope so.
LaToya Luckett and her husband, Tamekus Walker, welcomed their daughter, Gianna Iman Walker, to the family on Saturday.
Ain't she on a reality show or something?
Yeah, she's on Tiny and T.I.'s Friends Hustle, I think they call it.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Test tube, baby.
B2K founder Chris Stokes has denied sexual and financial abuse against the group. Now, as you know, the B2K reunion has been being talked about. There's even a promo with all the guys together looking awkward and uncomfortable talking about the concerts coming soon. Mm-hmm. And Chris Stokes took to his social media to say, quote, negativity I will never play into. I never heard any of B2K and always had their best interests at heart, including financially. I forgive any negative energy or tweets. God forgives, and so do I.
Razz B didn't say that a couple years ago, but
he said something recently. I saw a
he
video.
Said something recently?
Boy, look, I saw a video where he was going off on this lady. She was trying to get the tour together, and he was saying which one of the B2K members he was involved with at Chris Stokes. Mm-hmm. Alleged behest.
You see that picture of Immature when they were younger?
He accused Marcus Houston of also molesting him.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The National Sexual Assault Hotline has released numbers. 27% increase of calls from folks who have been assaulted sexually, looking for help, looking for resources. And all this in response to Lifetime's Surviving R. Kelly. When part one and two aired, I was struck with the knowledge that R. Kelly and his brother were both victims of molestation themselves.
Yeah, I was surprised to learn that about R. Kelly. I had no clue about it.
And the truth of the matter is, when you're victimized like that as a young person, typically one of two things happen. Either you become promiscuous yourself, or you begin offending others. And I believe that that's what happened in this case. So the parents and the adults that were in that situation failed him as well. Mm-hmm. There's definitely no excuse for him continuing to do that, because as an adult, as a multimillionaire, he could have gotten help so that he didn't ruin other people's lives.
And the enablers around him too.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The bodyguards, the managers, everybody in his camp, they should be held responsible too. The parents of the children, they should be held responsible as well. Everybody
so
has a part.
Many people that had their hand in this mess. And so I'm thinking about my own childhood. Nobody talked to me about if anyone tried to touch me. That wasn't even a conversation that was had.
All right, same for me.
And so we want to find out, how do you talk to your kids about sexual assault so that you can protect them?
I think it's simple, man. I got two grown men. I got 11-year-old daughter. It's basically, I'm protected over her. I just broke my daughter down years ago and was just like, hey, baby, if anybody touches you, if it ain't mommy, daddy, don't want you sitting on their laps. It's just basically, man, what you got to do in this day and age, because there's a lot of creeps out there. And me, last night, I watched all the episodes of that R. Kelly, man. it just touched my heart, man, because, like, I will be looking for R right now over my daughter. It's just, you got to let your kids know if anyone touches them inappropriately. I don't want my daughter sitting on laps. I don't trust anybody with my daughter. That's how strict I am with my daughter. And you got to let these kids know, man. You know what I mean? So it won't get to that point where they are scared to talk. I want to know immediately.
All right. What's your name?
My name is Isaac.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with everybody this morning.
All right. Love your show. Thank you for bringing this issue up, because it's serious. It's serious.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot of people, men and women, have been triggered because they've gone through their own abuse as children or even as adults. So much so that the National Sexual Assault Hotline has reported that they've gotten a higher volume of calls from people seeking help. Mm-hmm. And if you're feeling that way this morning and you need help, you can call 800-656-HOPE. They'll be able to talk with you and provide resources. The problem remains that a lot of people are undiagnosed and unmedicated. We kind of push it to the back and just say, I'll forget about it.
Right. You know, Shay, one of the things about the R. Kelly situation, Surviving R. Kelly, was that we learned of all the disgusting things that he did to these young women, but he was also abusive to them too.
You know,
there were stories of him hitting these ladies, and I feel like that's kind of getting pushed to the back burner, and that should be discussed as well.
It was domestic violence. He starved them as well. And some folks are saying that, you know, they were willing participants into this thing, but there is a cycle of abuse that sets folks up to remain in abusive situations, Brian.
There was different abuses in there. There were multiple forms of abuses. There was mental abuse. I feel like he was brainwashing these girls. And, you know, I know some people are skeptical about that, saying, well, how can you bring, you're looking at a multi-million dollar high profile, one of the, you know, most recognizable faces in hip hop and R&B, and he's out here looking at these young ladies. They could be easily brainwashed.
Dr. RJ posted on her Facebook page what grooming is. It's a process where the predator chooses a target area, places like schools, shopping malls, playgrounds, where their victims will be. The second step is selecting the victim or recruitment. Especially a child who feels unloved and unpopular is someone that these predators look for.
He went to the high schools. Not during the 12 play years, but before then, when the public announcement years, he was going to the high schools.
He went to shopping malls looking for people.
Yeah.
And this is all designed to entice the child to gain their trust. Even his ex-wife, Andrea, talked about him admitting to her that he couldn't read and how she felt like, wow, he's admitting this to me. I feel so much closer to him. So they'll use little things to create a level of trust. Mm-hmm. How do we talk to our kids about avoiding these pitfalls?
That stuff made me cringe just to know that R. Kelly had that sick mind, and at the same time I knew the brother needed help years ago, and it's kind of like it hurts our community because we knew that person in our community had that issue, but we allow him to still make music or still do things for our community knowing that he need help. So all I gotta say, this brother need help, and the individuals like him that have been touched need help.
And later on this week, we're going to be having some folks come in and talk to young people about how to spot the signs of a predator. We're going to talk about how young people, boys and girls, get enticed into adult behaviors. And we're going to talk about how adults can become caught up in the cycle of abuse. So make sure you're tuned in. And if you've got kids associated to your life, they need to be listening too.
Right. Because I used to work at the jail, and I kind of worked around these inmates and the sexual predators. And I know how they are, and I kind of spot them. And then at the same time, I knew they also had a past themselves. So somebody probably touched them, and that's why they acting out, the behavior they are acting out now. So, yeah, that stuff kind of made me cringe just to know we got people in our communities that's like that. And to keep silence, that Me Too movement, everybody got to stand up. We can't be silenced in our communities no more.
Thank you for your comment, fam. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
A lot of celebrities coming out in response to Surviving R. Kelly, now saying they're done with his music.
Mm-hmm. We're all guilty of that, Shay. We're all guilty of, still listening to the music that he made. And, it was hard to separate the man from his craft.
I had to admit it myself as a person in radio. Mm-hmm. I heard the things that were being said.
Mm-hmm. Just ignored it.
I ignored it. I chose to because it made my job easier not to acknowledge it.
And I did too, Shay, as a DJ. We don't control what's being played on this station, but I did as a DJ, going out, spinning. He's made a lot of two-step records that we love.
The reality of the situation is sometimes we want to be entertained more than we want to help somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
More than we care about the abuse that people we don't know are going through.
Right. And I think that's what this documentary has done, is really open my eyes and really put in perspective of what other people have gone through.
And I was on this radio station saying I was not going to watch it. I said that. It was convenient for me to stay out of this fray. But now that I have seen it, I cannot keep my mouth shut. I cannot act like I did not see what I saw. I cannot act like I don't believe these young ladies, because I do.
Right. I agree.
So we've been talking about something even deeper than just that piece of it. He was molested himself and his brother. And we're trying to prevent other young folks in our area from going through that same thing. Brian, I admitted 70% of my friends have admitted being touched. And these are not all just women. I have male friends.
That's a lot.
Who have admitted being touched. And typically it's either family members or friends of the family. So, do you talk to your kids about sexual assault? And what do you say to them?
My child is 6 years old. So when we go to the doctor, I'm like, only people that touch you, doctor, and nobody else. And doctor ain't even touching you. We're just looking. So daddy, auntie, anybody else, you come to me. So every time she go by anybody's house, I'm like, you come to me. Do not be scared. Even if you, if daddy or whoever say they gonna hurt somebody or whatever, because I've been in this situation, don't be afraid. Like, you just gotta stay on them and don't make it like they will be in trouble or anything like that.
How does she react when you try to explain that to her?
She was very receptive to it. You know, I read books on it. We watch videos. You have to get into what they know.
Right.
Allow them to know, like, this is real. People that love you are supposed to love you can hurt you.
Did anyone talk with you about this when you were younger?
No, not at all. So that's why I'm so stern with her, because it happened to me, and it happened to me in adulthood, too. And it, wow, like, brought back flashbacks, and the person that I actually talked to about did it to me. So I'm just like, oh, okay, this is crazy. I don't want my baby to have to seek help or, you know, nothing like how I had to do it, because it is a struggle still.
Well, we appreciate you sharing your story, mm-hmm, with us this morning, and make sure you have a good day, all right?
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21 today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny and mild a little later on. Right now, you are cloudy at 59 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
The 76th Golden Globe Awards were hosted live last night by Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh from the Beverly Hilton airing on NBC. Real quick, highlights of the night were, of course, my girl Regina King winning for her role of Sharon in If Beale Street Could Talk.
Amy, thank you for the prayer, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Oh, this is so fantastic. Annapurna, thank you so much. Everyone, this is odd, but it's not. My publicist, Mike Leota, the Annapurna publicist, Daniela, Jesus, Seth, Marvin, who have been championing, working their ass off to get people to come see this film, Barry Jenkins.
Congratulations. She done came a long way from 227, and y'all ain't got no OE.
I really think she should have won an award way before this. She's a talented actress.
I agree.
You can see If Beale Street Can Talk at the Alamo Draft House or the AMC at Town Center, are the only two that are showing this. Also, Mahershala Ali, he won for his role in Green Book, Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture.
Congratulations.
For real, though. So Kevin Hart is reconsidering hosting this year's Oscars.
Uh-oh.
He appeared on an episode of Ellen DeGeneres, and she says that she is actively campaigning to have him reinstated. She told Hart, quote, "I called the Academy. I said, Kevin's on. I have no idea if he wants to come back and host, but what are your thoughts?" And they said, "Oh my God, we want him to host. We feel like maybe he misunderstood or was handled wrong, or maybe we said the wrong thing, but we want him to host. Whatever we can do, we would be thrilled, and he should host the Oscars."
It's crazy how much power Ellen has now, huh?
She does. Well, yeah. She's a representative of the LGBTQ community. So yeah, if she's giving him the pass, then it must be cool. Well, other folks in the community are expressing their disdain for Ellen's position. Mm. One being Don Lemon. He thinks that he shouldn't be
Did
allowed.
He ever go on a show and talk? Kevin Hart, did he ever go on? Because remember, Don Lemon was like, "Man, come on, man. Come on the show. Let's talk."
I don't think he did. Mm. He said, quote, "Basketball players are great until they learn how to play the game correctly. A news anchor or journalist does not start at the top. They have to learn to develop to be great at their job." I wonder what that means.
Well, I'm not, you know what? I'm not even going to try to decipher that and try to break it down. The best I can do is, you know, him trying to say that he should apologize.
Would you want to see this happen?
Yeah, why not?
They haven't had a lot of hosts of color. I think this would be a cool.
I agree.
I think he should, you know, even if it's an opportunity to learn from it.
That, and maybe, what if he got on there and actually apologized at the Oscars? What about that?
I think, you know, us having an opportunity to talk about stuff is how you, you know, get a deeper understanding.
Right.
Of, you know, the other person's perspective. So yeah. I'm on board for it. Let's see what happens.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.